The chief joins us now in the studio. The chief, you got to say, the community's got a lot of questions, man. They see this and they go, what the hell is going on? This is our law enforcement. How can one guy take out three officers, pull his pants up, and get away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, understandable, Jay. And I think especially the manner in which the video was pushed out to the public without comment, without context from the department, which I find to be highly inappropriate and unprofessional. Puts it out there for people to draw conclusions without all of the facts. And so I'm happy to be here today to help straighten out some of those facts and correct some of those misperceptions. And so, sadly, assaults on officers are not unheard of.
No.
In 2023, we had 76 officers assaulted. Two of those were shot, one was killed, and then the other are assaults. In 2024, we had 55 officers assaulted. That's just the city of Fargo. And so far in 25, up until this last week, we had 13 assaults on officers. So overall, that number is trending down, but the last week and these assaults were very aggressive and caused some injuries to our folks. And so I think this whole little video snippet piece was quite misleading. And now that I had the opportunity to see the full clip, which means I saw the body-worn camera of the officers, because everyone needs to understand that is not the whole episode.
But let me stop you right there for a second, because when I saw your the piece on Valley News Live last night, and I want you to address this, because I'm like, wait a minute, did the chief just say that? Mm-hmm. You said you claimed that you hadn't seen the video. He says the video clip, I haven't even seen the whole incident. When you said that, did you mean you haven't seen any of this, or you meant I saw that clip, I just haven't seen the full body camera?
Of course I saw the
clip. Okay, because I'm going, wait a minute, 10 million people have watched this flipping thing, and you as the chief, you never saw this, but it's the body camera.
Yeah, unfortunately, Valley News edited out all of my explanations and made some very, again, I would also call inappropriate edits to provide a perception that someone's agenda was set.
Okay.
So that's not the case. And in fact, we're going to be pushing out that full 11-minute interview to the public in the coming day here. We've already pushed it out to our department because I think it's important that people see the full interview and all the information I provided, knowing just what I had seen from that phone clip, which, again, doesn't tell you the whole story and you don't know all the information. Go ahead.
Okay, so you've seen the entire body cam footage?
Yes.
What differences or what do we not know?
Sure, quite a bit. So as it starts out, the real-time crime center observed this individual who is a convicted felon. Now, the cops don't know all this at the beginning, obviously, smoking meth in the Roku parking lot, an area that, you know, our community has asked us to give special attention to. Mm-hmm. And they radioed down to officers on the street. Three officers responded to this individual, who's a large man, and they stopped him, told him that he had been observed smoking methamphetamine, and he was going to be detained, and which therefore would lead to his arrest.
This was all in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is out that video starts.
Oh, before the video starts that we've all seen.
They are right out at that same location when that confrontation, that stop happens. The guy, you know, banters with them a little bit. One of the officers tells him to put his hands behind his back, and he actually puts his left hand behind his back and is handcuffed as they are trying to now get his right arm into the other cuff.
Okay.
That's when he explodes and punches each officer individually. And now here's the significance of that. He's messed up, superhuman strength issue. He's also a former boxer. And so when you hit someone in the head without a pad, that's a pretty good hit.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to tell you, all three of them officers, that female officer, she took a
tremendous
hit, and she did not hit the ground. Now, the one question I have is the officer got with the helmet on, he got hit. He had the bike helmet. He must have been a bicycle officer.
Yeah.
He got hit, and he's taking his helmet. Like, why the hell are you taking your helmet off? Don't worry about that. Get this guy down.
Yeah. They all got their bell rungs. So imagine getting hit by a boxer without padding.
Okay? So this dude's a former boxer.
Yeah, former amateur boxer, I'm told today. Yep. And so they did tremendous absorbing that. And now remember, they've got one handcuff on his hand. So the officer with the one cuff is doing everything he can to hold that arm so he doesn't swing the cuff around, and that can cause significant injury
bust
to the other officers.
Face,
That's why they didn't immediately disengage and go to another, you know, like a taser thing. And you can't. So they're trying to get him to the ground. Those punches happen, which are significant. I don't know, the one cop's got a pretty big bump on his head, and the gal, she had some pretty significant pain and headaches for the next
surprise, she doesn't have a broken jaw.
No. And so, but the story doesn't end there, and this, again, is the problem with perception and a little video snippet and people coming to conclusions about what they don't understand. Immediately after that, these cops got their senses about them and immediately initiated a foot pursuit. The one cop who was had the handcuff on him was broadcasting his description and direction of travel and was on foot chasing this guy. The other two hopped on their trike and their vehicle in attempts to cut this guy off. And in short order, they captured him behind the Salvation Army and put him into custody.
Was there a fight then, too, or did he...
No, he... Well, at that point now, they obviously had tasers and lethal out because they had just been in a fight with this individual. He got on the ground, still wasn't putting his hands behind his back, but they were able to go up there and get him handcuffed and got him into custody. Which is a much different scenario than I think the comments are. And so yeah. I think that's an important lesson for the community.
But it is. But again, we live in a drive-by. Even myself, I get caught doing it too. We all, you know, we live in that. You see a snippet and you're like, oh my God.
Sure. Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, definitely.
To that, I know that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the importance of these situations with our officers, they really deserve that respect and trust until you got the full story. They should not be placed in a position where they are subject to denigration simply because they only got a little piece of the story.
I agree with you. And I was a little guilty of that yesterday myself. I backed off a little bit. It's like, okay, just hold on. Let's wait and see. But again, you know, the public, they have questions and
sure.
People jump to conclusions. So are you going to release all this body cam footage?
Right now, and we'd have to talk to our prosecutor, but it will be released at some juncture. Mm-hmm. And if they are okay with it coming out sooner, you know, that would be fine with us. But the normal process is because it's an open criminal investigation
sure.
that we would not and they would not do that. But I can tell you now that I've seen the full scope, I can tell you those facts, which aren't going to change.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was necessary because of the way this was pushed out. And, you know, we really need to alleviate that misinformation.
How long is the footage, Chief?
It's not very long. A few minutes, I don't know exactly.
Do you know what I would do? Once you can release it, or if the yeah. prosecutor says, Chief, go ahead, release it, you know, and the prosecutor may say, you know what, we can still do the case, release this thing so these mm-hmm. officers are made whole. I'd be on the phone to TMZ. Say, here, if you folks are credible,
sure.
like you claim you are TMZ, which I don't really think they are, but here, I'll give you the full footage. You're going to release the full footage, TMZ nationwide, worldwide? Will you release the full footage?
No, they probably won't.
No,
that's the issue with the drive-by perspective, and that's why I just really encourage people to think before they respond to one piece of one incident with what they think happened. Because imagine being the cops in this incident. They did outstanding work. Mm-hmm. They absorbed and get punched by a big guy.
He's
much
a big dude.
A boxer, right?
Yeah.
And then get your wits about you and go after that guy and get him into custody. They deserve a lot of credit instead of ridicule. And I think that's the really sad part of this incident.
Chief, now this guy was, they saw him on the Real Crime Time. What is it called? It's called
Real Time Crime Center.
Real Time Crime, which I'm 100% for. I think it's fantastic. Those cameras are using city cameras, and they're in areas where there's no expectance of privacy. They're using that. So whoever's watching, and it's usually a law enforcement officer that's manning that, do they not know? Because this guy's rap sheet, he was just recently in big trouble, and we'll talk about why the hell this guy was even on the street to
right.
begin with. But did they not at the crime center go to the officers that are out there, hey, this is who you're dealing with? So these officers, when they roll up, they're like, we got to be ready for this guy.
Yeah. I mean, in some instances, they know who some of the people are, but they don't know all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in this case, they didn't know.
They didn't know who this guy was, because that was a question I brought up yesterday, and it was brought up emailers, and I think some callers brought it. She was like, how do they not know who this guy is?
We had a listener claim in the email that he was known to law enforcement.
Yeah, were these rookies?
He's known to law enforcement because he's been arrested a lot of time, but two of these officers haven't even probably came on during the time he's been in prison.
You know, oh, I mean, so they're new.
Yeah, known to law enforcement, and he's got a record, yes. Known by these people on that day, no, not necessarily. And he's also been arrested in other instances where he's been aggressive and where he has not been aggressive mm-hmm. and been placed in custody. So our officers have to judge the situation by the circumstances and the reactions in front of them. And in this case, ironically, just as I explained to Valley News, but they didn't choose to publish it, That's exactly what happened. This guy submitted and had one handcuff on and suddenly attacked. And
he snapped.
Right, exactly.
And that's going to happen if you're on meth or drugs or whatever. You don't know what their right. mind is. And is it true when people are on meth that they got superhuman powers?
I mean, I have seen instances where more than three cops cannot control someone on meth and where tasers are ineffective. All kinds of video. In fact, if you've
seen
video,
taser stuff,
you've seen video tasers that aren't effective. And so, again, the way this unfolded, it was an entirely different circumstance. They did the very best they could under that circumstance, and I think responded quickly after being assaulted, got this guy right back into custody. And also, when this is released, you're going to see the professional manner in which they placed this guy in custody. Now, keep in mind, all three of these cops got pasted in the head.
Hard.
Good. Headaches, pain, injuries. They caught this guy. Professional. Put him in custody. Done.
So again, he is in custody, and he's put in custody by these same officers.
Yes, he was.
So they got their wits about him and got this guy, got him off the streets. Right. And hopefully now the courts will keep him off the street for a while, for a long time. This I saw this in comments and calls, emails yesterday. And people feel like they saw this video and said, you know, look, these officers, are they second guessing themselves? Are they afraid to do their job? Does the chief believe that the officers should stand down? When it comes to that, what do you say to that?
Absolutely not. These officers were performing their duties 100% opposite of that perception. They approached this guy, engaged him, tried to take him into custody. So they're not second guessing themselves, but I think they're certainly feeling aggrieved by the manner in which they've been treated.
If these officers would have been able to take him down and they took him down hard there, would there have been any repercussions from you as the chief?
The guy's fighting with him. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, we had an incident like that in Broadway Square where we had an individual that was fighting with our officers. And I think, the officer had some minor injuries from that as well. And so, in terms of some trends, I guess, what you might say is we're seeing an increased aggressiveness by some of those that we've been arresting in that downtown area, which could be attributed to a lot of things. Number one, this guy should have been in prison. We got people with mental health issues, and we have people that have significant drug addiction. Mm-hmm. And they're walking around, and our officers are taking appropriate action. And in some instances, we're not getting compliance, and we have to use force.